This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Yes, sir. We out here. I'm in the studio. D's in the woods. Picture it. Bambi. Pouring creeks. Lots of trees. In silence. But we also in the conversation. So stay tuned.
It's time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. It is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon, man. I'm remote, but on my right hand side, I got...
He very remote. He real
remote. Yeah, I'm remote. Vlad is...
He's all the way remote.
He's all the way remote. He's in Philly doing something Latino and political. You know what I mean? Out there with Rosie Perez and some other people of note.
Yeah, so he's doing DNC his thing. It,
but on my left-hand side, I got...
You got the voice of your choice, you know what I'm saying? The Archbishop of the Summer of Love, Ali Muhammad.
The Summer of Love.
Hell yeah. I think we got it going, man. I think it's going now. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's trending.
Yeah, we took a few bumps and took a few hits. They tried to, you know, cancel some on us, but, you know, I think we're here now. Yeah. We good.
Yeah, you can't stop the sunshine.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? This shit is nice.
No doubt.
I'm into it.
And you out somewhere real nice and remote, you know?
Yeah, I had to keep it remote. I went on a vacation, man. This is the last night of the vacation. I'm out in Columbia County, New York. Mm-hmm. Chatham, New York, upstate. Me and my lady, we came up here.
Tell us about it. What's the scene like up there?
This shit is nice. This shit is interesting, dude. We did an Airbnb. We got a house up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got a nice fucking house. It's a nice fucking house. Shit equipped with a barn. The shit got a fucking nice ass pool, like an official pool, make a nigga wish he could swim a little better. It's sitting on 14 acres of woods, which I've explored maybe 100 yards of.
After that,
I said, fuck it.
I mean, that's brave. 100 yards, that's a long fucking way.
Thank you. I felt brave doing it. I definitely felt brave. I got Google ticks and black bears and shit.
Get bit by a Timberwolf or some shit.
I'm outside right now talking to you.
So you're in the conversation outside.
I'm in the outside. I'm at Gazebo Studios.
Now, paint this picture, man. Paint the picture. What is it? What's the outside like?
It is nice. Outside, what am I looking at? It's just land. I'm looking at the house. The house is a good denim blue. It's a nice little spot. Nice old school house.
A good indigo.
Yeah. It's fly. I'm about to put some photos up. My backdrop is nothing but 14 acres of woods, tall ass trees.
Mm.
If I go over my shoulder, I got a fucking big ass pool over here with the convertible top. You press the button, the top comes off the pool. You just go splish splash.
No doubt,
that is nice. I'll be honest with you, but the funny shit is, it took me a long time to really like get comfortable here because. Uh-huh. I felt like I took on the homeowner's stress. I'm like, that's a lot of property. I hope there ain't no wild shit. You know, because, like, you got to hold somebody else's shit down at the Airbnb, you know. So
right.
I was like, you know, I'm like, I hope there ain't no bears out, you know, because I hear some rustling. And then, you know, I'm not used to this type of shit. And I haven't been out of this type of shit in a minute. When I lived in Austin, we had woods, but it wasn't expansive like this. It's dope.
This is the grown folks' fresh air fun.
yeah, this is, and I'm, you know what? While I've been up here, I've been thinking about seeing how close I am to Gloversville, because that's where I used to go. I'm going to see, I don't think I'm too far.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, dude, your neighbors is at least a quarter of a mile down the road.
Mm.
It's fucking ridiculous, dog. It's farmland everywhere, mad space. Like, if you coming from the city, you like, oh, these motherfuckers got space in New York. They got space on space. It's ridiculous. Horses. Shit is
all right,
crazy,
so you just
man.
Not making us, you know what I'm saying? You just rubbing it in now.
Oh, my bad. I ain't mean to do that. I'll be back in the motherfucking in the jungle tomorrow. But
no doubt. I saw you had some skewers on the Bobby and shit on the Snapchat.
Yeah, they got the grill out here. I've been grilling. I'm into the grilling shit. I don't think I've really ever grilled before.
Mm-hmm.
And I fuck with it. I like a good grill game. Nice little char on the burger.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
This feel like a moment. We feel like we're in the middle of a D-Lemon transition here.
It feels like
it's like a takeoff.
I feel good. I can't even front. I feel good. I mean, if you give me a couple minutes, I can complain about something.
I feel like that's that moment you don't go back. Like the chauffeur drove off and it never came back.
Yeah.
Like,
man,
yeah, what I'm going back there for?
Shit. If I could,
shaking that mind state.
This is a goal to have a little spot like this up here,
mm-hmm.
to just get away. You know what I mean? Get away with your thoughts and try to build, plan uh-huh. some shit, go back and conquer and come. Like, this shit, all right, man.
All right.
And I'm enjoying.
Did it help in your relationship any?
Yeah, see, yeah, that's why I'm like, this is the summer of love, man. You know what I mean? It's a lot of love.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is official. It is official,
it's
the summer
official.
Of love.
You have coined the summer of love. We need to do a summer of love t-shirt. It should have been come out. We need some type of summer of love merchandise. This shit is truly special.
I'm glad you said this on the air.
Yeah,
you got
man.
A record of...
Yeah. It is so, man. But so you out there? What you out? You about to go out to Believe Land, Young Cleveland?
Yeah,
huh?
I'm going to Cleveland Friday. But I was here in Brooklyn. I had my block party this week. So you know,
yeah,
that was when I, you know, saying, you know how we talk about, you know, letting go and celebrating the moment.
Right.
I mean, I don't know who all followed me at the snap. I tried to document it, but you know. At a certain point, you know what I'm saying, the liquids took over.
Oh, the liquid took over. What was your liquid of choice?
Man, I broke out my Targaryen dragon chalice. You know what I'm saying?
That
my son bought me for Father's Day. So
right.
I was out there with that, and that shit just never stayed empty. It was stayed full the whole time. So it was
everywhere you went. Somebody was just topping you off with it.
Topping it off, you know what I'm saying? Somebody. I had my own. Basically, I am the supplier of liquids for the block party. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I do a little drop off at every station. So you know, on one end of the block, we got the older ladies who've been holding it down since before we got there. So they grew up on the block. They down there, they like Coronas and, you know what I'm saying, the flavored Budweiser joints. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I take some of that down there. And then on the other end, my man Lloyd, it was his birthday, and he be on them Negro Modelo, so I bought a couple cases of that. And then me, I like the IPAs on the beer side of things, but then, you know, I had some people coming through, so... Well, you know, a bunch of rosé and a couple of, you know what I'm saying, Prosecco bottles. You know what I'm saying? I had a nice little variety for whoever was coming through. Carla was in town from St. Louis. So I had a, you know.
Ooh, Carla?
Yeah, Carla was in town. She was working at she was working what's they call that?
Red Zone?
What's OK Player Africa? What's they call that?
Oh, Afropunk.
Not Afropunk. It's the OK Player for Africa. Had a concert,
okay,
an African concert.
Okay, Africa
had an African concert at Barclays. So she was working that. So, you know what I'm saying? I had a bottle of rosé or something. No, she didn't want rosé. She wanted something else. She wanted something dry. So we took care of that. You know what I'm saying? So, it was a good time. You know what I mean?
You a young Somali out here.
Yeah. That's just my part. You know, my man Lloyd and Mr. Percy, they be on the grill. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the grill person. I'm too social for the grill. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, when you're on that grill, you miss the whole party.
You working. Yeah.
And for them, that's fun for them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Percy barbecue in the middle of a winter. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what they love to do. Me, I love to, you know what I'm saying, be happy if motherfuckers spread the cheer.
So that's what I did.
You know what I mean?
With the spirits.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? But it just puts you in the mood of a good, you know, it's Brooklyn, it's summertime.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of people who listen and they not from Brooklyn or whatever. What happens at least in Bed-Stuy, you know, every block has a block party. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So every weekend there's multiple block parties going on. So it's a part of the culture, you know what I'm saying? It's one of them situations, like, even when the people who come in that's new, like the gentrification, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They get to really see the real spirit of the neighborhood, you know what I mean? And that's when the real black come out, you know what I mean? And when the block parties come, you know that it hasn't been taken over in Bed-Stuy, contrary to popular belief. You know what I'm saying? Them grills come out, that music come on, and the culture is right where you left it at.
The indigenous people come out and let you know.
The indigenous ones.
Yo, while I'm talking to you, why fucking deer just ran through? I'm on deer watch for a second. That shit is over there, so it ain't close. But
Bambi came through to get in the conversation.
Get in the conversation. Take it easy, Bambi. But
hey, D, can I just jump in for a sec? D, can you hear me?
Jump on it. Yeah, I can hear you, Chris. What's
up? I was gonna. You've talked about, you know, having Tim's on the beach, things like this, different attire. What do you got rocking out there? You just wearing your normal outfit, or got something special for the woods?
Some shorts. When I bought some shorts, I got me a couple pairs of shorts. But I'm out here with some great fives on. I'm running through the woods and shit. It's a little disrespectful. I'm putting a little patina on the great five, but it's vacation patina, which I feel is good.
I didn't know you had the grapes.
Yeah. I had a great soul minute. I pop them on every so often, but I was definitely in the woods with them shit. So that's what, and I brought out the Sport Blue 3s, which is like a utility shoe, as Vlad would call. You know what I mean? That's more of my everyday run around joint. So,
but from the way that house looked when I seen it on the snap or whatever, it looked like you should just be out there like Diddy with like a big ass white robe on, some, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
chunk.
I did a little bit of clutches
or something.
I did a little bit of that. I got a flip flop action on. I pissed outside. I did a guilt free outside piss, which I haven't done in forever. When you piss outside, typically it's under duress. You're looking over your shoulder, you don't want to get a summons. And I was just out there just letting it go. The shit was amazing. It's a different type of freedom out here. Interesting, man. It's definitely interesting.
I will tell you this.
We had a moment with some police.
What?
But let me tell you how that worked out. So we're coming back from this. We went to the Good Price Chopper, which is a supermarket out here. We're coming back, and we came back. It was like a little storm or whatever. It didn't feel crazy. We came back, and the barn door was, like, broken open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, shit. Yo, the barn door is broken open. But it looked like a clean break. It looked like either something came from outside the barn or the wind must have smacked it open. My lady didn't really think that was the case. She was like, nah, don't go out. We'll call the cops, blah, blah, blah. And I'm already like, I don't know about this shit. Because, you know, niggas in remote locations with the police, it's a little, you know, like.
Niggas in city locations with the police is a problem.
Niggas in general with the police. The police, calling the police is like Tinder. Nigga, you just hope you get a good match. You know what I'm saying? So we reached out to the police. My girl gave the cop the heads up. Like, listen, we are of color. You know what I mean? Don't be surprised. This is a damn shit. We had to say that. But I'm out there. You kind of got to put that in there. Like, nigga, because this ain't my shit. And it ain't a whole lot of. It ain't a whole lot of black people around here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I see when I do see them, I give them the head nod. Mm-hmm. But we just need to be clear. And they came through. Two of them came through, back up and shit. And they were cool. You know, worked everything out or whatever. But that was probably the highest point of anxiety out here. Outside of that, shit been good.
Shit.
But
go ahead.
Question for you.
Uh huh.
I was looking at your snap, and I seen that so you had the young side of the block, and you had the old heads. What was the hottest record on the young side of the block?
The thing about it was I couldn't even hear any music. You know, like I said, by the time the young side of the block started popping, bruh, I was on another plane. I was just, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was just out there.
Okay, you was on your own playlist.
And I don't think they had a DJ down there. They was just playing music in cars, you know what I'm saying? And it was a little wild, a little wild and reckless because it was my neighbor's, it was her birthday. And so she had her whole motorcycle gang out there and you know what I'm saying? They was just, you know, they was violating the whole don't drive on the block because the kids playing rule.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying?
So
yeah,
they, you know, because they wanted to park right where they wanted to park on the side of the street. You know what I mean? You know how it is when you're young and don't really care nothing about shit. So
it's about you. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it was like that down there. I ain't spend much time down there. But when I was coming through on the snap part, they were singing happy birthday. So, you know, I did stop and do the snap and kept it moving. You know what I'm saying? Because those weren't really, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, you know what I'm saying, like, it wasn't where I was going to be sitting down there with that particular set of young people. Because they weren't from the block. They just came through. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it was that type of action. You know what I mean? And then down on the old side, you know, the DJ was playing a little house. See, I think next year I'm going to have my own DJ. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because
then the young side of the block is by my house. So.
Right.
Basically, if I had the DJ, I can control the action in front of my house. So I think that's what I'm going to do next year. Next year, I'm going to control
that vibe. What kind of vibe you feeling?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I like a universal global vibe. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take we're going to have a cross-generational conversation through music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're going to play something that's going to hit on all levels. You know what I mean? That's all.
We're gonna
give them the turn up. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna come at a certain point. You know what I'm saying? By the time the young people ready for the turn up, the turn up will be real. You know
the turn up is impending. Don't even worry about it.
It's impending because you got to have it. You know what I'm saying? I think that was the only thing that was missing. I think we was missing the turn up. I think I was the most turnt thing out. So next year. We got to implement the turn up. I think that was the last. I think the young people didn't even have the turn up. They was looking for it. They was trying to find it. But nobody could decide on whose car was going to play the music. So.
Okay. Oh, because it was mostly cars. Nobody.
On that end of the block, we didn't have a DJ. Okay. So it was cars. They was playing music out of the cars.
Yeah. Okay. You said Clean been on the road, right?
Yeah, Clean. DJ Clean is on the Vans Warp Tour right now.
Yeah.
So he out there.
Yo, I couldn't fucking, until you just said that, I remember you saying that my niece went to the Vans Warp Tour, I guess about 2-3 weeks ago. It was out in Long Island. She went to the shit, right? Had a blast. She was moshing and fucking crowd surfing. You know what I mean? Like, she's into it. She loved that whole culture. And I was like, yo, I know somebody that's on the Vans Warped Tour. I can't remember who, because I remember having a conversation. Yeah. I couldn't think of who it was. And then I guess the fact that I told her that I knew of somebody that was working, I was like, they're in a work capacity. She was like, wow. She had so much fun at the shit. She went online and researched how to work at the Warp Tour. I guess she volunteered at the Warp Tour out in Jersey. Went up selling body paint and shit. She having a blast. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, she hustling. Like, that's some initiative.
It's because check this out. Just to show how much hustle she got. I just went out there to go see them. This was she just got a job. She got a job. She worked at McDonald's. 16, working at McDonald's. You know, that's like one of the first, first jobs.
Yeah, definitely.
And she hit them niggas for some overtime. She hit them for overtime. She definitely from my people. My people is definitely good on the overtime clock. I said, shorty hitting them with overtime. Got a decent check.
No doubt.
With the first McDonald's check.
Young hustle.
Yeah, man. Hustle, you know.
That's what's up, man. Speaking of the police, Dr. Drizzy had a situation with the police today.
Man,
did you see that?
Shit. Yeah, that's what I, yeah, man.
So
that felt like propaganda. I mean, everybody know it can happen to anybody.
It definitely can happen. I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, somebody in your driveway, you right. come in, tell them to move. They cuss you out yeah. and call the police and tell them you got a gun.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm
saying? Supposedly it started from a road rage incident. So I think this guy followed him off the highway. Mm. Now, if you follow me off the highway to my house, pull up where I'm in my driveway, pinned in basically, and they say he's brandishing a gun, I mean, it's kind of justified at that point for you to at least pull out a gun that's pretentious. I hate to say it.
But he didn't. But he didn't have a gun. He said he took out his phone. They didn't find a gun.
See, that's that bullshit.
He took out his phone to record it.
And
the dude said, oh yeah, another black man with a gun. And then he called the police and told him he had a gun.
Ain't this a bitch?
And then, but you know what I'm saying. The strangest part about it, you know what I'm saying, they put Dre in handcuffs. Outside of his crib in Malibu. I mean, in Malibu, that's the richest of the rich shit.
Yeah.
That's 1% rich type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you gotta, like, dog, first of all, he been out there for mad long.
Right.
You gotta know that's Dr. Dre.
Yeah, you know it. So you got him in cuffs, right, just to do the due diligence for the, you know what I'm saying, the dude who started the shit.
Yeah.
And then you don't find a gun, you let everything cool. But what about calling in, filing the false report? What's that? Why that motherfucker ain't in cuffs?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to incite a motherfucking Negro shooting.
Yeah, look at that shit. Dang.
You know what I'm saying? What's that?
Yeah, that's that bullshit.
No.
That's that bullshit.
I mean,
right?
And that's shit. Dre, you know what I'm saying? 9/10 of a millionaire right now. A billionaire,
well,
I mean. 9/10 of a billionaire right now.
Let me ask you this. This is not devil's advocate at all, but just a thought.
Sounds Dre like devil's advocate.
He did come up and fuck the police. Let me ask you this now. Forever in life, when a police officer gets a chance to put some cuffs on anybody from NWA, do you think they do it just for the culture? Do you think they say, fuck that?
Do it for the blue, huh? Do it for the blue.
Yeah, for the blue. Just, I got to get this photo.
Fuck you, Dre.
You gotta put him in the cuffs because it's fuck the police, right?
Yeah.
You know they was talking shit.
Fuck Dre.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Yeah. You know, Dre used to it.
Yeah, he gotta be. I mean, you know he's good. He making it happen.
He got a long little rap sheet dealing with them people.
So right.
He used to. He knew what
he
to
alive.
Do.
Yeah, you know. Ain't that a bitch?
He got
that's
good,
the shit now.
He got a good attorney.
Alive. Oh,
long
man.
As you alive, huh?
Speaking of which, see Michael Jordan came about.
He done came alive.
I guess. Did he know he gave $1 million to the NAACP?
But he gave $1 million to the police, too.
Yeah, so, like, what is that? I get it.
He playing both sides. I don't think he really wanted to come out and say some shit, but, you know what I'm saying? Nah. I think, you know what I'm saying, he taking a lot of dragging on the black side of things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It might be a little, they might be having something coming out where they need him to have the black people on his side.
Right.
This is all
right,
speculation,
yeah.
Y'all. This ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? This is just speculation because, you know, that's
Black
what,
Lives Matter
that's
12.
What I do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he like, well, you know, they like, hey, Mike, man, you're going to have to shore up your, you know what I'm saying, your black contingency, man. Because, you know,
right.
that's why you really here. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah.
It happened. And he went out there and did what he had to do.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's
like, you see what they did to Cosby when the black contingency stopped fucking with him. You know, get yourself together,
Jordan.
I'm just bullshitting, man.
I'm like, what?
You know how Cosby come out talk against the blacks and shit, dude.
Right. Oh, yeah, they did kind of shut him down.
You know what I'm saying? When the blacks ain't with you, we don't need you no more.
Yeah, that's the worst. Got to make sure your base is strong.
Right. So I
got to keep the base right.
And then, you know what I'm saying, with the NBA pulling the All-Star game from his city, you know what I'm saying?
What was that about? What happened?
That was about the law that said that it's a law that they had proposed. They put on a bill in Carolina. They put on the bill in Atlanta as well, in Georgia as well, that said that a business has the right to, you know, deny service to anyone based on, you know, their religious beliefs or their beliefs. You know what I'm saying?
Don't quote me on all that.
And, you know what I'm saying, a lot of it has been, you know, pushed by the LGBT. Yeah, LGBT community.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying, that says that a preacher has the right to deny you marriage if they feel like it's against their religion. Like that's one of the core pieces of the legislation. So when that came up, when that bubbled up, you know, a lot of companies was feeling the pressure from these different groups. And the NBA decided to pull the All-Star game from North Carolina, where Jordan's team is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where he owns the team there, which, you know what I'm saying, that takes away from his arena, where his team plays, which takes money out of their pocket. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big move by the NBA.
Yeah, that's a bold move, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I figured, you know, Jordan probably said, hey, let me take a bold move too, shit. Now.
Let me
fall on the wrong side of history on this shit.
Right. I got to keep while my shit cracking.
Around here investing in, you know what I'm saying, prisons and shit.
The wrong shit. The thing about life is you can live long enough for that shit to go horribly wrong.
No doubt.
You see what happened to Cosby. He had one of the best fucking obituaries in the game three years ago. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you got to stay straight all the way to the end.
I think Jordan hedging his bets. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, man, I'm going to take care of the police. I'm going to take care of the NAACP. I don't know about them Black Lives Matter people, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to stay safe with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that to come back to bite me no kind of way.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, no. Hilarious. Never mind. I was about to say some French. I'm letting my vacation mind get me a little reckless. You can see how they could get on vacation, say the wrong shit.
Uh-huh.
To remove from the struggle, you say the wrong thing. Next thing you know, you're being dragged.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. What else, man? So I saw the Just Being Black vignette on Sorrow TV.
Oh, yeah, man. I was in the mood for, you know, block party scenario. So I cut this piece together and I was looking at it and I was I was trying to figure out what to name it. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I knew I wanted it to be a series because it was amazing because I was looking at this footage and it was just... It was really a lot of black men with their kids, you know what I'm saying, of various generations. Like, you had a dude, you know what I'm saying, shooting bubbles with his daughter who was maybe two, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then you had another dude with his son who was grown, like a, you know what I'm saying, 20-something years old, shooting bubbles with some little kids, you know what I'm saying? So you had the jerk man out there cooking on the grill. I mean, it was just like some real, just a regular-ass Saturday in Bed-Stuy.
Right.
But it was shit that, you know, you don't normally get to see. You know what I'm saying?
It's like black fathers in the wild.
Yeah, black fathers in the wild. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this really exists. And so I put it together with a nice little soundtrack that was very, you know what I'm saying, lullaby-ish. Because how you going to, you know what I'm saying? I needed something to fit with the bubbles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I had the bubbles in, you know what I'm saying, 120 frames a second, you know what I'm saying, which is slow motion.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I saw this post on Facebook, and Tony Ty posted this post and said, no matter how you say bubbles, you can never say bubbles angry. Like, even if you try.
Hilarious. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I got these bubbles in slow motion. You can't be mad at bubbles. You can't. There's no way you can't. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you said motherfucking bubbles and shit.
Yeah.
That don't even sound angry. That just sounds salty.
Nigga, relaxing. Bubbles.
Oh, motherfucking bubbles. So once I saw the bubbles, I was like, you know what I'm saying? I got to do something with this. And I put it up. And, you know what I'm saying, it's been getting great response. Like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people fucking with it. And, you know what I'm saying, it's just one of those things where all of this bad news about black people coming in the news cycle, it was just something to show that I think the missing link in media is that just regular black shit. You know what I'm saying? We either superheroes or villains, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like we, you know what I'm saying? We'll never get the, you'll never see black people on fucking TV with their shoes off, you know what I'm saying? Walking through the grass and chilling and shit.
In an idyllic setting.
And, you know what I'm saying? Right what you're doing right now, D.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't never seen no black person on motherfucking TV take a piss on a tree in the woods.
Nope. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
What you say?
It's a different kind of freedom. You know what I'm saying?
It's a whole different kind. It's the bubbles.
You know what I'm saying? It's bubbles. Funny. You know what I'm saying?
I saw a video, a picture of Blue Ivy and Jay-Z doing some bubbles.
Yeah, like who?
Yeah, like, bubbles are back.
You don't get to see that type of shit in the mainstream media, man. You don't see black people just chilling. You got to be either working real hard, playing sports real hard, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or doing some crime real hard, or fucking real hard.
Getting violated real hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
man,
you know, getting shot in the head or some shit. Like, you just can't never just be chilling. And just around me, I see black people chilling all the time, smiling and shit, having a good ass time.
Yeah.
So I just felt like shit. I'm gonna put this out, man, and see what happens. It feels like it's needed because you know people responding. It's a trip, man. That shit. You know, it ain't viral and no shit like that. But
it's doing numbers.
Yeah, it's like you know what I'm saying. 24 hours, it did like 5,000 views. Like shit.
Oh,
out the blue, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like there ain't no names. Actually, the girl from Jeanne in it.
Yeah, I saw a sign or something, right? Yeah, I caught that. Okay.
Yeah, that was her. She was just on the block randomly.
The girl from Jeanne.
You know what I'm saying? That's like black celebrity supreme.
Exactly. That is black famous. The girl from Jeanne. Frankie Beverly's drummer.
You know the dog. You know Jeanne was just two girls, the light one and the dark one.
Either one of them. Yeah,
it was dark one though. You know what I'm saying? She was out there chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Duos.
And, go ahead.
Back in the day, I can't think of their names. Change Your Faces. There was one in Change Your Faces. I can't remember who, but wow, man, something.
Changing Faces. Yeah. When I first started that vibe, Changing Faces was one of the first groups I booked for that vibe live. It was Changing Faces. It was a motherfucking Destiny's Child.
We had a good ass
festival. That shit was live. Changing Faces was doing it.
Changing Faces. I forget what the song was. They had some joints too.
I don't remember.
I figured out.
But they did serve their purpose for the 90s situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They gave you a good hit.
It was killing shit. Speaking of bubbles, I got a bubble story. This is an old joint. This is back in the day when I must have been about 8. I was in Fresh Air Fun. I might have been one of the first years I went to Fresh Air Fun. I was at a good Gloversville.
Mm-hmm.
I was living nearby a farm, staying with this family, Burton, Alberta.
We talked about Bert and Alberta on here.
Bert and Alberta, shout out to them. Bert worked on the farm. I might have told the story maybe. I don't know. Bert worked on the farm. Alberta, she was like, she was stay at home mother. They had kids. There's no TV. They would read the Bible every day at like 5 o'clock around the table or whatever, but not in a weird way. Like it wasn't like culty. It was cool. And, so anyway, you know,
And no matter how you say it, it sounds culty, but go ahead.
It definitely sounds culty, especially right after no TV. Because like, no TV, they got a Bible time. Anyway, we went, it wasn't a whole lot. It was like an area like this. We ain't a whole lot. So we went out to the Walmart or to some type of supermarket. And they have a whole lot of money, but they bought me a bottle of bubbles. Mm-hmm. Like 16 ounces, maybe an 8-ounce bottle of bubbles, regular-ass bottle of bubbles. But, mm-hmm. You know, bubbles are fun.
Right.
You know, when you first get them, they're cool. You wave the wand, you get the bubbles cracking and shit. So I'm outside, black kid, Gloversville, bubbling it out. And then it was these two white kids. They were brothers. I think they might have been, I don't know if they was identical twins. They might have been fraternal or whatever. They were brothers. Two twins. I can't remember their names. They were two white kids. They were... like they were the sons or grandchildren of the guy who owned the farm, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he came through, kids came through, they had a big-ass Darth Vader face was like a collector's case where you put all of the, like, action figures that you get from Star Wars.
Right.
But they had, it might have fit, like, 50, like 25 on each side when you close it, mm-hmm. right? So it's about 50. They didn't have Star Wars figures. They had G.I. Joe figures. Mm-hmm. Had 50 of them joints. I had my little 8 ounces of bubbles up out here bubbling. They were like, hey, do we play with your bubbles? So I'm letting them play with the bubbles. They let me play with their G.I. Joes. One of the kids was like, yo, I'll trade you your bubbles for my G.I. Joes. I said, what? I'm thinking in my head, you know, because I was I was in Brooklyn. Right. Right, so I'm thinking this is like these niggas is from the country. They must be slow. This is me, 8 years old, sizing them up. Like, oh, they might be slow. Let me. This seemed like an opportunity to get over because obviously this is like $2 worth of bubbles.
Right.
It has to be at least $100 worth of G.I. Joe figures. This is back in the days when you say I got the whole collection.
Right.
This is when that was how you bragged. I got the whole nigga. This was the whole collection.
Right.
So. I said, yeah, all right, fuck it. So we swapped. I had the whole collection. I felt rich. I felt rich. A couple hours go by. They bubble it out. Like, we done went our separate ways. They come back empty.
Bubbles
fucking,
is gone.
Bubbles is bubbled out. Them shits is gone. Empty ass. Then they like, hey, we want our figures back. I was like, what? Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? No backseats. No disrespect to the Indian community. No bad. This is back in the days when I was young and ignorant. No bad. Chill, fam. You can't get that. Nah, it was deal. You know what I mean? You burnt. You got caught. You got caught slipping. It was like, nah, B. So they started crying. So the kid starts crying. No. So the kid starts crying. Alberta comes out. What's going on? She sees the two kids who's like the heirs to this farm or whatever. I don't know how much money the farm, but this is the farm that employed Bert. So this is
the farm that employed Bert. Ah, oh, no.
Your
ass is in trouble.
This is the farm that's doing everything, nigga. They could send me right back, like fucked up junk mail. They're like, yo, dude, you got to give back those figures. I'm like, shit. So I put the shits back in the thing, and I give the figures.
Did you throw them on the ground? Or you handed it to him?
Nah, I might have just pushed it on the kid. And then the other brother looked at me like sideways, looked at me sideways. So I snuffed him. Boom!
Oh, you snuffed? Did you snuff him?
I snuffed the shit out. I was mad. They went, this might have been where the cry started. I was like, no, what happened? What happened? You know, fucked up the money, basically, David. You can't just be hitting these kids. So, boom. She pieces it up. It's all right. Don't worry. You know, kind of like console the kids. Don't worry. Don't tell nobody. We're sorry. All that type of shit. Bubbles. No bubbles. They get their fucking shit. And then we close the door. And she, you know, she kind of sternly tells me, as stern as you can, to say, I ain't her kid. She's like, damn it, you can't do that. You can't hit these people. Block his hip. We'll get you a G.I. Joe. Don't worry. She's going to give me one. I have this. But anyway, I'm mad because I'm like, y'all don't see the fucking injustice? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
but
anyway. You was Black Lives Matter back then.
Early, fresh air farm. Yeah, the fucking 80s. So then I'm like, I'm chilling. I'm stewing in the crib and I'm watching them outside. And they had like a baby. Baby's name is Erica. Erica comes waddling in in the walker.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got one of the G.I. Joes in her mouth. Right.
Oh, she stole one for you.
She helped me down, man. And if I was smart, I'd have taken it like a G and be like, "We're looking out." But no, not me. I take the fucking shit out of her mouth. I go to the window, like, ring the bell. They ring the bell, like, doo doo. We want that one too. Them niggas took that shit. Dog, I was sick. So anytime I hear some shit about some bubble fun. I know the cost of it all. You know what I mean? But yeah. Shout out to Globusville.
Poe D and the Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Damn.
Oh, man.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create a stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Word. There you go. Shit, man. What else is going on?
Man, I'm headed to Cleveland, and then to the ATL. So Cleveland, we're doing. My cousin is pulling together, as she says, all of Grandma's kids. So you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Both our grandmas, they call Grandma. So you know, my grandma and her grandma were sisters, and so so she's saying all the kids from that come together for this reunion of sorts. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's just you know something in the she's doing something in the park. And she invited everybody and wanted everybody to come out. We haven't done it ever. So so this is going to be the first time. You know what I'm saying? Last time we all got together, back when I was going to Cleveland, it was always a fight.
Right.
Two grandmas was fighting each other.
That's hilarious.
So so I'm going to go out there for that, man. It's going to be good, man. See everybody.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the family says all good when the swelling go down, right?
Yeah, it's all good when the swelling go down. That's our family mantra. You know what I'm saying? Like if we had a sigil, if we had a sigil like the Game of Thrones, how you know they got the Starks and the Direwolves, I should be a black fist. You know what I'm saying? Not the power one, but the one coming at your motherfucking dome.
Somebody icing a speed knot.
Bow. It's all good when the swelling go down.
Exactly. Sit your ass down. You'll be all right.
That's the sigil.
Oh, man. You been watching Power?
Yeah, man. I caught up on Power. I was a little behind, but you know what I'm saying? Got a little, you know what I'm saying, situation to get it going. So I watched it premiere, and then Saturday when the other one dropped, I watched that one. What you thinking?
Yeah. I think it's good. It's back to upsetting me. Tommy's back to getting, you know, he's upsetting me with his poor decision making based on.
But you know, that's his character, man.
Right, but I mean, damn, I forgot. It's been going so long that I forgot because I like all the characters, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy, one of my guys, because Tommy got so much heart. He's such a wild dude. He's a little bit of a hothead.
Right.
And then I remembered, oh yeah, he a sucker for love. He getting caught up off of this girl. And who's shiesty? Like, I could see if she was good people or whatever. You'd be like, all right.
Why, you don't know she's shiesty. I mean, do you? Is she shiesty?
She's been shiesty since the door when she stole the earrings from Tasha. So ever
she's
since
a
then,
thief,
to,
definitely.
When you got, when you a thief, you shiesty.
Ah.
That's under the shiesty classification. That's part of the criteria. But then when she boosted his check, and then try to go steal, got to go cash his check.
But wasn't she doing that in the spirit of helping him?
Nah, that if you got to steal the check.
No, she wasn't going to steal it for her. She was putting it in his account. She just didn't have the info. And then she realized she didn't have the info. She realized she was out of pocket. She was outside of her league. You know what I'm saying? She didn't know he was all situated like that. You know what I mean? Now she
I think he gave her the benefit of the doubt.
Now, I ain't giving her the benefit of the doubt. I know she's going to end up being shiesty and bad for Tommy. But I don't think that's where she is right now. I think she's in that situation where she's feeling powerless because she's stuck in the house and he talked to her like shit. And you know what I'm saying? Hey, don't worry about all this. Make sure the dog fed. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? No woman don't want to hear no shit like that. Shiesty or not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I went home and told my wife, hey, it's all good, just make sure these kids fed around here.
Right.
I'd be in a bad place, you know what I'm saying? I'd be single.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, as the story goes, you know that she's probably going to end up being bad news. But, you know what I'm saying, the position she's in right now is, it's just she's in the house. She ain't got shit to do. She's trying to be a part of this shit. She want to be what Tasha was, the ghost, to Tommy. You know what I'm saying? But
that's what you say.
But we know she ain't shit.
Yeah. And maybe she's trying. You know, maybe she's trying to go against her natural urges of not being shit and trying to change her life. So maybe we should give her a little bit of rope to redeem herself. But
that rope is going to be for the hang herself, but go ahead.
Yeah. But what you think of the rest of it? What you thinking?
Nah, man. I like it. You know what I'm saying? I think they're doing something a little weird with the act, like, you know, the way they're cutting the characters. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just real nerdy. You know what I'm saying? Like, some bullshit that I'm on. But it's just like the characters are doing this weird shit where they making a lot of faces and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll see, like, you know, when Ghost was in the bar, was talking to the dude who used to work for him, and Angie was looking at him, and she was just making all these faces, and then Tommy making all these faces. It's like, yo, what style is this? Like, it's some type of new style they doing where they're using the faces as a thing, and I don't like it.
Now I'm not gonna be able to stop seeing the face. I didn't even notice that shit. Watch how I watch it. It's gonna be spaced out. Like, okay.
I mean, it's weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a couple of places where they weren't delivering the lines right. I'm not sure what's going on. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure if they rushing, but it is like, you know, it's like these little things that they're doing that's just taking away from the authenticity of it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have that edge that it had the other seasons. Mm. That's just to me, but I'm still enjoying it, and I don't want to take it. I guess I already took away from it from everybody.
Yeah, it's all right. You got to stand behind
you. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I just think, you know what I'm saying, they letting some of this bad acting slide through, and I don't know why.
Damn.
All right. I'm not criticizing it. I'm enjoying it.
Fuck it. It is what it is. You ain't fucking with the faces.
Nah, man. Like, they doing too many facial expressions. Like, that's like, it's just like, I don't like it.
I hear that shit.
I don't like it. But I like the show. I like the show. And it's supposed to be my date night shit, but my wife in Atlanta right now. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So we watching it, you know what I'm saying, via satellite. She watching it with her homegirls that she grew up with. Uh-huh. I'm watching it solo.
Hilarious.
So when we come back together, maybe I won't be looking and seeing so much shit that I don't want to see.
There you go. Look at that.
When my wife laid up under me, I might be feeling in a better place. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Some of love back on. Y'all a power couple again.
You know what I'm saying? We're a power couple as shit.
There you go. Ooh, a power couple. That could be a nice little...
That's something like they can market, huh?
That's an advertorial. You know what I
mean? Market date night to watch Power.
Hell yeah, Power for the Power Couple.
Shout out. Yeah, man, stars holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? We put something together.
Get a check.
Get a check. Nah, man.
What's good? Yeah, man.
So you coming back tomorrow or some shit?
I come back tomorrow, and I go to Montreal on Thursday for a couple days, do a couple shows out there.
Now, with the Montreal thing, right? You know what I'm saying? I know y'all talked about it last year. But what is this thing y'all going to? Like, it's supposed to be like, y'all say it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it's the Comedy Festival, the Montreal Comedy Festival. I'm pretty sure it's the biggest comedy festival. It's the biggest festival in comedy. There's a lot of good comedy festivals, but the Montreal Comedy Festival is the dundada, right? Mm-hmm. And, there's a four number of reasons. One of the big reasons is it's a defining moment in comedians' careers, oftentimes because they have what they call the new faces, right? Mm-hmm. So that's typically your first appearance at the Montreal Comedy Festival. That's when they, quote-unquote, discover you and introduce you to the industry or introduce you to the comedy community as somebody of note. You know, Vlad was a new face last year. I think I was a new face in 2013 or something like that. So it can be transformative.
Huh? You've been up there in the motherfucking ranks.
Yeah, I've been up there, but I haven't been back. This is the first time I've been back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Vlad was a new face last year. They have him back this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm going back there. I'm doing a few shows. I'm doing this. Kevin Hart has his VOD channel he started, LOL, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a spot up there, doing that joint, doing a taping up there. Then I got a couple other shows while I'm up there. They were going to have me in and out, but I finagled a couple other shows.
That's the hustle.
That's the hustle. Because you just want to be, like, I call it the comedy fantasy chick. Like, the first time I went there, the only time I've been up there, there's, like, this one hotel. It's the Hyatt or whatever. It's the Hyatt downtown. It's one hotel where all the comics, like, that's where they host most of the comics. The new faces were in another spot, but, you know, everybody kind of hangs out at this one hotel, Hyatt downtown. When I tell you everybody, like, dude, I was at the fucking bar. And at the bar, you turn this way. And I mean, like arm's length. You turn this way, Chappelle's here. You turn that way, Dan Cook was here. Fucking Louie's here. Joan Rivers, she was at the festival. She wasn't at the bar, but she was at the festival. Like, everybody on so many levels, your peers, cats that you grew up idolizing, you know what I mean? Like, they just in the building, and they mixing amongst each other because it's all under the community of comedy. And then the thing is, it's not just a national festival, it's international. It's in Montreal, so it's like comedians who are killing shit over in England and killing shit over in, you know what I mean, in fucking India or whatever, they'll be there. And it's like, y'all, all the common denominator is you all perform comedy in some capacity. So there's that it's like a fraternity, a brotherhood, or, you know, a community, because it's brothers, it's sisters. You know what I'm saying? But it's a dope experience. You know what I mean? I had a good time the first time. Hopefully I have a great time this next time. Montreal's a cool fucking city. You know what I mean? And then I'll be back. Be back in New York. Back at the table.
All right. So back, you
conversation.
You Montreal, right?
You know what I'm saying? I'm Montreal, yeah.
Whatever hotels. Last time Vlad went, you know what I'm saying? We got on him. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? About his massage parlor experience.
Right. Was that Montreal?
That was Montreal. That was Montreal when he was horse shaming in the massage parlor.
Okay. Right.
Yeah,
right.
I believe he had another difficult one in Hawaii as well.
That was
he
later.
He had one in Hawaii too. Right, I remember that.
Yeah, that was later. Yeah. But the first one was Montreal.
Okay, yeah.
Are you partaking in the massages in the Montreals?
I don't know much about the massage movement in the Montreal.
That's not your thing.
New to me. I don't know if I'm all. I'll be honest with you, dog. I'm not the biggest massage guy. Uh-huh. Like, it takes a lot for me to all the way relax.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that.
Yeah. And then, you know, and if the masseuse, you know, like, the masseuse can't be but so cute. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. We're still dealing with anatomy here.
It's physiology at the end of the day. Like, shit.
Exactly. They put hands on you.
Putting hands on you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That was on me, it was a problem.
See, look, you know what I mean? Like, nah, but I wouldn't mind. It'd be something it's something to do. I doubt I'm putting it on my itinerary.
No doubt.
But I'm sure Vlad might do some more shaming while he's up there.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Try to iPhone him or something. You know what I'm saying? Snapchat him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all give us something to follow along with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got to get better at that. I know you're good at the thorough, so you're gonna have to snap crack it out there in Cleveland.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I will try to stay focused. You know what I'm saying? In Cleveland. Yeah. By the time, you know what I'm saying, it got by 6 or 7 o'clock at the block party this time, I was not focused. I was faded. So my snap content turned into trash. I watched it the next day like, this is trash.
Oh, hilarious.
But, so I hope I didn't offend. But, you know, it was cool. It was what was happening, but it was not of the quality that I would like to put out as, you know what I'm saying, the thorough TV.
I can dig it.
But I did want y'all to see I was having a good time.
That's all the way thorough. That show was the real deal.
So I wasn't gonna hold back on y'all, you know what I'm saying? It just got away from me at a certain point. And then Carla had me out there telling stories and shit, so I was acting a damn fool.
Oh man. That sounded like that was cool though.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it was real cool, man. It was real cool. You know
what
I mean? Yeah, man. So shit.
Anyway.
Anything else?
Nah, it might be about that time to transform and roll out, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So
enjoy the rest of this night here. Get back to the
rest of these woods and deers and Bambies and shit.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
I'm gonna go get on this iron horse, back to Brooklyn.
Hilarious. Yeah, I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? Where you gonna be?
Where am I? Well, I'm in Montreal, so I'll be in Montreal these next couple days. If you out there, I'm at the I'm at the Theater Berry doing that. I'll tweet about it if there's people up there. If you know what, jump in the comments if you're actually gonna be in Montreal. I'll tell you where I'm gonna be at.
And the people want to see you snap, man. They be hitting me talking about, hey, man, what's D Snap? Where you at?
I should snap some shit. All right,
snap some shit, man. So they know.
Snap a little bit, you know. Yeah. I'll be forgetting about it until the last minute, and I'll be like, you know what? I should have snapped that. Snap is you got to really be in the moment, man. You got to really be in the moment. Snapchat puts your ass in the moment, or at least makes you recognize the moment as something that should be, shared. I guess
no doubt.
Social of social media, right?
Yeah.
Any fucking one, but man, I'm in Montreal. I'm trying to see if I got anything going on before that. No. I'm at the Stand next Tuesday. Got a couple of local shows. Obviously, that's not going to end. I was going to say, Guy Code, Girl Code, that's been going on. That's,
When is Comedy KO?
Comedy KO, I think we're coming back in August.
August.
With some new episodes.
That's next week.
That's next week. So that's slated. That'll be back soon. I'll keep y'all posted when we got the premiere date on that.
No doubt.
But other than that, that's it, man. Where you at?
Oh, man, shit. I'm in Cleveland this weekend. Then I'm in Atlanta. I'm down in the A for 2 weeks. So, okay. I mean, the A area. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like the Bay Area, but I'm like in the A area. So, I'm going to hit a couple of places. I got to slide down to Florida right quick and then slide over Savannah, hit the beach. You know what I mean? We're going to shoot another Just Being Black in Atlanta. So if you got any ideas of where black people will be congregated, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'll be on the snap at Thorough TV. That's Thorotv. You know what I'm saying? Or Mr. Muhammad on the gram and at Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So hit me up. Let me know if anything's popping down in the A. You know what I'm saying? I come through with the cam and make shit crack. And then, yeah, man. So that's where I'm going to be. So next time we talk, I'll be via satellite.
All right, well, shit, that's what it is. Yo, while you down there, check out that spot, Mrs. Wilkes. Remember I told you, if you go to Savannah, that's that place, Mrs. Wilkes.
Uh-huh.
Or the Mrs. Wilkes Dining Room.
Okay.
They got the mean chicken, but I'll tell you the trick to it all when we get off the pod. You know what I mean? But there's a way to...
It's a VIP.
Yeah, to circumvent a few things. But in the meantime...
In between time...
As always...
Like I said,
tell a friend to tell a friend,
and even an enemy,
to get in the conversation.
Yes, sir.
We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
We out.